Hey y'all, what's poppin'? Y'all are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon herself, Dior, the chocolate doll. And this is Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. Y'all know the vibe. And I love to talk my shit. Y'all know I pop my shit. And I'm always about my shit when it comes to fashion and music, so know that I have all the tea on all the latest trending topics. So get y'all drink going, get y'all vibe popping. It's time to talk with chocolate, y'all. Okay, y'all, so a federal judge just ruled that Megan Thee Stallion and Roc Nation must keep fighting a lawsuit from her former cameraman who claimed he was forced to watch Megan have sex in a moving car while on tour in Brazil. Baby, that's crazy. Now, the judge agreed it's reasonable to believe Megan only did the alleged group sex in front of Garcia because of his sexuality, and that was his punishment for speaking up. Now, what do Roc Nation be having going on? Love, what do Megan be having going on? Like, it's too much going on. Like, I don't understand, y'all. While we on the topic of Megan Thee Stallion, y'all, so the other day, fans suspected that Megan Thee Stallion is dating NBA All-Star Klay Thompson after spotting him in the background of her photos, allegedly. So, y'all, the gag is, Klay then took it to his social media account, seemingly confirming that, yes, they are indeed dating, including some steamy photos of the two. Now, damn, y'all be nosy. How y'all find this man in the back of hair pictures? Like, y'all be on it. Them detectives on them social media streets ain't playing no games, baby, but nah. He also, like, been showering her with gifts, and they be going very public with it, and Megan said, and playing and judging Mammy, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm living my all means. So, hopefully she start making better choices with her life, and stop playing them games with these men's life, and it's a better outcome for the situation. They make a cute couple. So, y'all, Lil Meech has been accused of snitching on his former friend to the police. The man claims authorities searched them again after Meech asked if they found the other stuff in the car. Lord Jesus, y'all. Now, BMF's crew has simultaneously lost all credibility within 6 months of his dad coming home. Like, baby, y'all want this man to be gangster so bad just because his daddy was. This man is an actor. Let him be. Let him live his life. And I just know 50 Cent, he's having a field day with this because y'all know how petty he is. And since the video went viral, I just know he's having a ball with it. So y'all remember the guy Jay Versace, right? Okay, so Jay Versace is being called out for asking why successful black models have to look extremely African, saying he doesn't like that. Now, people are literally debating if he was like criticizing the beauty standards of being like anti-African or like what he had going on. Like, do y'all get what he was trying to say, or was he like coming off like being anti-African? Like, come on, talk to me, talk to Chocolate. How y'all feeling about this? So me, it sounds like he's saying there's like 1 million versions of white models across the spectrum, right? But they tend to only like one type of black model. So yes, I kind of understand what he's saying. He just worded it wrong. And in reality, it makes perfect sense. Like, people of color come in more than one shade of the like stereotypical type of a black person. So basically, like, where's the Naomi Campbells or Tyra Banks of the generation? Like, where's the Tyson Beckford? Where's Shamar Moore? It's like different shades of our melanin skin, not just one. So I understand what he's trying to say, y'all. So lighten up for my boy. Lighten up for my boy. So y'all, my good sis Glorilla, she went from stumping folks out and sell toes to a whole new partnership with Adidas. I know that is right. Now, shout out to her, cause she's been featured in the new Adidas Superstar campaign. And I am so proud of her, y'all. Like, just from watching her from when she first started out in the music world to now, she is definitely killing it and elevated so much. Like, she definitely deserves everything coming her way. She definitely been putting in that work and grind. Her performances have even got better. Her fashion has stepped this game up. Like, it is well deserved. And I feel like a proud big sister for you, girl. I know that's right. So y'all, after about 4 years plus maybe of disappearing from the music scene, our bro, Justin Dontquavious Bieber, no, I'm just playing, Now I'm just playing, y'all. Justin Bieber is finally back and just dropped a new album titled Swag. I know that's right. Which he just made history with it. The entirety of the album has been placed on top 100 of the global Apple Music Daily Charts, marking this as his biggest comeback and the biggest Spotify debut of his career entirety. Yes, I know that's right. I love this for him. He's so talented, and like, this album most definitely reminds us of who he really is. So I'm so happy that he's been back outside, you know, with his black real family. And they're giving him that time, they're giving him that peace, they're giving him that energy that he needed to make a comeback. And he's definitely finding his way back in the game, which he deserves. You know, he's been through a lot. And the whole album, y'all, is fire. If you haven't listened to it, go check it out. Honestly, though, the Sweet Spot song, we could have did without the Sexy Red feature on it. I wasn't feeling that part, but other than that, you know what I'm saying? The whole album entirely is a hit. Huge shout out to Kai Cenat, y'all. Now, Time Magazine just released their first ever Time 100 creator list, and Kai Cenat has made the cover. I know that's right now. Many celebrities, including Kevin Hart and Tyrese, did take it upon social media accounts and celebrated his moment. They gave him his props and his flowers. And Time Magazine herself also posted a statement and said, within 18 million followers, the 23-year-old Kai Cenat is the most popular performer on streaming platform Twitch. Period. He entertains his audience by forging elaborate role-playing scenarios, playing video games, delivering monologues about music and fashion, interviewing pop culture icons, and many, many, many more things. He's turning having fun in his Atlanta home into a multi-million dollar empire. And I know that's right. Now, this is so fire for him, and I love this. He is real life elevated so much and much more each day. I so love this for him. And not only that, like, I love how he's always true to himself, and he always putting God first in everything that he do. Not only that, he has a big heart, and he don't mind looking out for other people. So, when you do good things, you get rewarded bigger blessings. So, congratulations to Kai Cenat. Lizzo is trending right now, y'all. She took it to her social media accounts and stated that folks in thin presenting bodies need to mind theirs when it comes to criticizing people in larger bodies. How y'all feeling about that? Talk to me, talk to Chocolate. How y'all feeling about that? She said, let me repeat that. She said, folks in them thin presenting bodies need to mind theirs. Now, baby, first of all, in all the days of my life I have lived, I have never heard of a thin presenting body. That's a new term for me. So that's tea for me. But nah, like, weight has been her story ever since she came out. And I hate when people make their weight their whole personality. Like, no one should be shaming anyone. How about all of us come together? Let's encourage each other. Let's meet our full potentials without having to be rude and be disrespectful or calling each other out. We all beautiful in our own way. But at the same time, I guess she is using freedom of speech. But hey, girl, speak for yourself. Plies is also another person that's trending right now, y'all. He went on to defend Russell Wilson, Sierra's husband, against men calling him corny and lame. Now, Plies, y'all know him. He stated that only men that hate Russell are F-boys and undesirables. He also stated what is crazy is he has never seen Russell hating on nobody. He said, bro, make his money, take care of his family, and mind his business. And if he don't get no earlier than that, he don't know what to do. So, I know that's right. Like, how y'all feel about that? Talk to me. How y'all feeling about that? Now, honestly, Russell seemed like a really good person. You know what I'm saying? I love him for Sierra. He brings out her soft side. Like, he's someone who she don't have to worry about, like, her son happen to have a father figure because he's a man that he could look up to. He's somebody that can teach her daughter how a real woman should be treated type of vibe. So a lot of the daughters I see that's hating on him is still working on the middle school insecurities, and y'all need to get together. So excuse a real man who actually loves and respects his wife and his family out loud. And not only that, he's stepping in to raise a child that wasn't his and make him, you know what I'm saying, actual family. And he's doing everything he needs to do. He in his bag. He's taking care of his wife. He take care of his home. He take care of his family. And you know what I'm saying? Who gonna hate a person like that? Period. Okay, y'all. Let's talk some black girl magic. So, a star-studded group of black athletes have been inducted into the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame over the weekend. Tennis star Serena Williams, gymnast Gabby Douglas, and track athlete Allyson Felix were among eight Olympic and Paralympic athletes inducted into the Hall of Fame for this year. Now, Douglas, the first black woman to win Olympic and all-around gold in gymnastics, said herself she's never imagined being inducted into the Hall of Fame when she first started her career as a gymnast. The class of 2025 also includes two legends in the game, Robert Anita DeGrant and indoor volleyball star Flo Hyman, who helped lead the U.S. women's volleyball team to a silver medal at the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics, making her the first black American to medal in Olympic volleyball. The France 72 won bronze at the 1976 Olympics game in Roaring before making history as the first black African-American woman elected to the International Olympic Committee. I know that's right. I absolutely love this. It's so powerful in all generations of beautiful black queens. You ladies have not only made history, but also paved the way to show all the girls around the world that they can do and achieve whatever they put their minds and their hearts and grind to. And it's very much deserved. So ladies, congratulations, my beautiful black queens. Keep living your dreams. Love y'all so. I know y'all heard Beyonce's choreographer and one of her dancers got robbed in Atlanta the other day. The break-in happened July 8th at a Cross Street Market. Now, they parked their Jeep, and when they came back, their trunk was busted, and their bags was all gone. And baby, listen to this. It's even more crazy. Y'all won't believe what was inside those bags. Like, unreleased music, set lists, and private files for the show, all stolen, jumper drives. And you know what else was taken? Laptops, designer clothes, sunglasses, and AirPods. Now that's crazy work. And an arrest warrant was issued, but they said they got things on camera. They said it was all caught on camera. So hopefully they figure out all of this. But me personally, y'all know me, I gotta talk my shit. I don't know y'all. Some of this is kind of wild. It's bit and pieces of this that ain't making a lot of sense to me. And I feel like it's a distraction. I feel like it's a distraction to the paternity stuff with the court paternity case that Jay-Z got going on. Because if he don't take the test, or if he does take the test, it's going to be proven that in court, it's a criminal charge that's going to come about with that. Y'all know what I mean. Being the situation. So I feel like they're trying to throw people off and try to make something else to, you know, we won't think about that. So that's crazy. Why are we talking about Jay-Z? Let's talk about this. So y'all, Nicki Minaj has been going hard on Jay-Z and Roc Nation literally ever since she got in her feelings of them not having Lil Wayne performing at the halftime Super Bowl show. So now she is on his neck even more, and she's saying Jay-Z owes her money from the Tidal sale. She said she was one of the original artist owners and pushed the platform harder when it launched. She says even Beyonce didn't claim and do the things that she did when it started. And she also claims that when Jay-Z sold Tidal to other artists, they got $8 to $9 million each, but she said she received nothing at all. She also said that they offered her $1 million to stay quiet, but she turned it down and says that Jay-Z owes her over $100 to $200 million. And not only that, she's also claiming that he and Roc Nation are now attacking her through social media, getting her pages shut down, gaslighting her, and trying to stop more of her back to silence her. I don't know what they got going on. As I already said, it's a lot of going on with all of that. Roc Nation, I don't even know, y'all. So after decades of hits, rapper Future has now sold majority of his music publishing catalog, 600 plus songs for $75 million. Woo! Now, not only that he needed the money or anything, because that wasn't the case, but because he owned his rights and the ownership gives you them options, he said. Wow. Most artists waiting for streaming checks to be turned in cash in, he's built in generational wealth. Now, I've seen a lot of people on social media dragging him for this decision. A lot of people felt like he took a easy check instead of like his family living on royalties, etc., etc. So like, to me, honestly, he sold his, you know, 2024 to 2022 music catalog, meaning His last six albums wasn't even included into that, first of all. And he's still making music currently and writing for others. So yes, why not sell the old stuff because you're making even more of like newer hits and things, it's gonna make more money. It's kind of smart, but also y'all, it also reverts back to him in like 25 years. So those 600 plus songs do not even include the two number one albums he just dropped last year with the biggest, you know, record of his career. He should definitely like stack some of that money in the bank, but live off the interest for sure. I understand that. But besides that, like, he's so right to the compositions, meaning the lyrics and the melodies, not the recordings. You know, the rights on, even after selling that portion, he's still gonna profit off. So that's a smart move to me, y'all. So y'all, Trey Songz is in trouble again, baby. And this time, he is accused of putting hands on a photographer that was hired by a club owner. Now, this incident took place in New York at Club Ivy, and the photographer stated that his job was to captivate footage of Trey's presence and his performance, but things took a turn towards the worst at the end of the event. Now, Trey allegedly was annoyed by fans asking him for photos, and at some point he got into like a verbal altercation with a few people. Now, once he was outside, the photographer positioned himself to capture the content by the club's logo requested by the owner, but he was then met with a knuckle sandwich and an attitude from Trey Songz instead. The photographer said that Trey slammed him up against the wall, punched him in the head, and broke two of his cameras. Now, a viral video was posted on Instagram by the photographer showing the footage, and in the footage you can clearly see the club owner stepping in and he yelling like, "That's my guy," but Trey said he don't give a you know what and continue attacking the men. Now, the photographer went to the hospital for x-rays and a CAT scan, and it said that he suffered from a concussion, a migraine, and an ankle sprain. Police are currently investigating the situation, but y'all, how y'all feeling about this? This is kind of crazy, like, how y'all feeling about this? Now, y'all know me, I'ma talk my shit, but, yeah, let's get into this. So, now, first of all, his team, they don't love him enough, because why y'all ain't just tell him to sit down or escort him out the building or something? Like, y'all let things get escalated to that point. When he a celebrity, y'all should have been like, "Hey, let's go, time to go." You know what I'm saying? Don't make his name look even more crazy than what it already is, you know? And like, y'all know he stay crashing out constantly. He's the king of crash out. But on another note, it's like, if you a celebrity and you don't feel like taking pictures, that's just that. So y'all can't be just getting mad and coming at him crazy and trying to make nobody do that if they don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he wasn't just in a mood for none of that right now. And some people don't get that. Some people just, you know, want to chill without the cameras all in their face. They want to mind their business, enjoy their time. But then y'all, at the same time, it still give a bit of a setup towards his character too, because why they send a photographer out there in the first place at that time to provoke him, knowing what he was out there already upset and arguing with people? You know, he out there arguing with somebody else and you send him with more cameras and things in his face, and that definitely triggered him to have an attitude and spaz out how he did. So like, all of y'all wrong in this situation, including him. So 109th Street, 5th Avenue will now be codenamed Isaac Fatman Scoop Freeman 3rd Place. On August 9th, Harlem will honor one of our own. The corner of 109th Street and 5th Avenue will be officially codenamed Isaac Fatman Scoop Freeman 3rd Place, a powerful tribute to a Grammy-winning icon whose voice shook the world and whose heart never left the block. Now, this moment brought to life by the Freeman family, NYC Council Member David Yusuf Salem, and Forever Fatman Scoop Foundation celebrates not just the music, but the men. Scoop has always represented Harlem with pride, said his brother Kendall Staff Freeman. This codenaming is a tribute, not just to his artistry, but to his ongoing commitment to uplifting the community that raised him. From global anthems to local love, Scoop embodied what it meant to be faithful to your roots. His legacy lives on sound, the spirit and the sound and soul of Harlem. The culture thanks you, Scoop, and we will remember you with honor. Faith Evans is being sued by the estate of Viola Wallace, Biggie's mother, over money from the reported $100 million sale of Notorious B.I.G.'s catalog. The lawsuit is led by Wayne Barrow, the executor of Wallace Estate, who claims that after Viola's death, Evans became the sole manager of the company that held Biggie's rights and then withheld the estate's share of the proceeds. The estates argue that Evans directed payments for herself and Biggie's children while keeping the estate in the dark about the deal, and they are asking the court to remove Evans as a manager, open the company's accounts, and distribute that what they believe is owed to them. Now, to me, this is crazy work, y'all. It's definitely crazy. So if his mother is no longer living, who else do they think the money should be going to besides Faith and his children, first of all? It's funny to me, like, the estate had no problems when Miss Wallace was alive or whatever. And if y'all know, originally, the estate was originally Faith Evans and the children. She included his mom in. So, it's giving they very money hungry, and it's not looking good on they end to me. But that's just me. So, huge shout out to Kendrick Lamar. He has definitely been turning up this year by all means. The Emmys just announced the nominations for this year's show. Among them, Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance at the Super Bowl was nominated 4 times. I know that's right. And the categories that the nominations are included in are Outstanding Variety Special Live, Outstanding Director for a Variety Special, Outstanding Music Direction, and Choreographed Variety Reality. Now, I love this for him. The message behind the show and his performance was very deep. And those hating, y'all missed the message, obviously, because the visuals definitely gave what it means to be gay, and it was something for the culture, as he always do. So, congratulations for your nominations, and in advance, congratulations on your wins, Kendrick Lamar. I know that's right. So y'all know every show that I do, I love to show love to a young rising star or a young leader, right? Well, today, I have to show some love to a 12-year-old black young king by the name of Ramir Parker. Now, this young man is a young hero, if anything. He bravely saved not only 2 of his baby brothers from a dangerous house fire, but he also went and saved his grandmother as well. Ramir, honey, Auntie Dior is so very proud of you. You have shown so much bravery and courage at your age. You are a real-life hero. And you have done a very phenomenal job, young king. You are that guy. And I very much hope that you look into becoming a fireman when you get older to help save other lives. You have done what some adults wouldn't even do. They would have left. But you took it upon yourself to be brave and to do what you did. And I'm so proud of you. Attention to anyone that's looking to get on here with me on Talk with Chocolate for a live interview. Hit me up on my DM at Dior the Chocolate Dial on Instagram. Whether you're a rapper, a singer, an actor, you got a clothing line, I take everybody. And we gonna talk our talk. You know how we do. Now, that completes my show for today. But y'all know the vibes. Each and every Friday and Sunday, it's Talk with Chocolate, Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. And I am your host, your girl, Dior, the Chocolate Doll. I appreciate all y'all for stopping in and tuning and rocking with me today. And I'll see y'all next time. Until then, y'all, I'm signing out. Peace.